This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Give the world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for global community.
Joining me on the line right now from South Africa, Andre Smith. Tell me what's making headlines in South Africa at the moment.
Well, currently the biggest thing that's coming up in the gay community is a pride event that's taking place in October on the 3rd. In the gay community, everyone is making a boo-ah about the pride. Can't wait for the pride to take place in Joburg. Some pride has passed. That went absolutely fabulous. And then just upcoming gay events in South Africa that's currently keeping us busy.
What's gay life like for people in South Africa?
Well, it's becoming to be accepted by the straight community. It's not that you should stay in your closet. Here where I am currently in Joburg in Gauteng, we are open freely. We do whatever we want to do. You don't get judged as you did previously. So, yeah, it's very open. In some places, you still do get the people that's judging you and that's discriminating against the gay community. But mostly, I would say, in South Africa, it's accepted.
Is life easier in the cities compared to being out in the country?
Yes, no, it's definitely easier.
On the 1st of December 2006, South Africa actually made history by becoming the fifth country in the world to legalise same-sex marriage.
Yes, that's correct. It's right through South Africa, it's legal to get married now. And I think it's a great thing for gay people to turn into matrimony with each other.
Have you been to many gay weddings yourself?
Yes, I've been to two, and what a great experience. The first one was a bit weird because, I mean, all of a sudden it's a total different event, shall I say, if I can call it an event. But I think it's wow.
Reading some of the things from your local press on the internet, I also believe that there's a bit of a problem with violence towards gay people in South Africa.
Yes, you do get some places where there is a bit of violence against gay South Africans, mostly in your black community, where they target the lesbians, mainly the lesbians. I know about two lesbians that have been killed in 2007. We had a major crash on the Pride. Where straight people attacked the gay community while parading down the street.
And have you yourself ever had any problems with violence?
No, not at all.
How are gay people meeting each other? Are they going online or are they going to gay clubs?
Well, mainly gay clubs. I know in South Africa, one of the clubs that I'm part of is the biggest gay club in South Africa that has turned to be a poly-gay sexual club. And believe me if I'm telling you that 50% of the gay club is the straight community that's supporting the gay club. The biggest gay club in South Africa is Ram Divas, and we've got 50% of our clientele is straight people that's coming to support the gay community.
What type of music would you find at Ram Divas?
Commercial, UK pop, mainly pop.
Who would be some of the main artists you'd hear at Ram Divas?
Kelly Clarkson, the new releases of Kelly Clarkson, Poker Face of Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. Andre, we like to play a bit of a game with the Hump Day crew called 101 Questions. So what I'm going to do is I want you to choose a number between 1 and 101, and I'll ask you the corresponding question. It's just to get to know you a little bit better.
All right, great.
So choose a number between 1 and 101.
Give me 69.
69. That seems to be a popular number. I'm not sure why.
I think it's nice. That's a popular number in the back.
Tell me, this is an easy question. What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was Cursed.
Was Cursed? Okay. Yeah. Tell us, I've never heard of that movie. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, mainly it's going about werewolves, human beings that's turning into werewolves with witchcraft, etc. It's not mainly going about witchcraft, but mainly the story behind it, where two people actually fall in love with each other, and that was you know, someone tried to come between them, and at the end they met up with each other and went on happily ever after, which I think is very pretty amazing for two people to sleep together and fight through anything that come their way together with each other, which I think is why, if someone can sit through it, you know.
Now, I must admit, I don't know a big deal about South Africa, but I have heard things about voodoo. Is that something that appears in South Africa at all?
Yes, there is, mainly in the black community. There's a main part of the voodoo. The traditional, you know, it's a traditional thing in the black community where they use voodoo to attack other people or to, you know, to take someone on, mainly their enemies.
Is it something that the gay community would need to be worried about?
No, I don't believe it would be. You don't make any enemies with this.
Yeah, don't make any enemies. Yep, fair enough. Okay, hit me with another number between 1 and 101.
Make it 89.
Is that better than a 69? What do you find sexy?
What do I find sexy?
Yeah.
I would say, you know, when you have to look at someone... mainly guys. I mean, obviously, it would be a guy. And the body build, you know, not too much, but to be masculine, you know, that I find very sexy. Yes.
And one last question between 1 and 101.
Make it 12.
Who was the first gay person you ever met?
First gay person I've ever met.
Yeah, do you remember?
I've got an uncle in my family that is gay, and I've met him when I was 12 years old. But, you know, in South Africa, when I was 12 years old, you just heard about the gay people, but you've never seen them. You know, that time it was very, very, it was illegal to be gay. And you only heard about them, but you've never seen them. And when I was 12 years old, I've met my uncle that's actually gay. That should be the first person that I've ever met.
Did you know he was gay when you were 12, or did you not realise until later?
No, I knew my mother and my father told me.
Okay, so it was kind of generally known but not spoken of.
Yeah.
Well, Andre, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to me today. If you could tell me one good thing about being gay in South Africa, what would it be? What's great about being gay in South Africa?
Being in South Africa is being part of the gay community. You know, in South Africa, I should say, it's just one huge family. Everyone sticks together and fights together for anything that needs to be fought for. And I think that's pretty much the wild thing, to be part of the gay community that stands together and just to make it one huge family.
Well, definitely. And Andre, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today.
Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.